Somewhere in Massachusetts today, maybe in a car, or a bathroom, or behind a tree, someone will die of an overdose. Statistics indicate if it's an average day, there will actually be 3 or 4 such deaths in the state this day. But thousands of other people will succeed with another day of recovery. There is no typical story. But a man named Joey, and we're just using his first name here, has agreed to share his story. For WBUR, Joey recorded moments from his life as a recovering heroin addict. WBUR's Martha Biebinger weaves them together, beginning just after dawn, one day in an apartment in Chelsea.
Mornings are hard for Joey. For about 9 years, until just a few months ago, he'd wake up in a bed or on a park bench or under the Tobin Bridge and put a needle in his arm first thing.
I would always save a shot of heroin for myself for the morning to wake up and get myself going.
Not a lot. Just enough to keep the vomiting and tremors of withdrawal at bay. Joey, who's 47, misses the whole routine.
Opening the bag, pouring the cooker, pouring the water in it, drawing it up, seeing the blood in the needle, that's all a part of the high.
Now, to avoid the cravings, Joey's up and off the couch he rents from a friend before 7 a.m., 7 days a week. With his long, lanky stride, it takes 15 minutes to reach a methadone clinic in a white concrete building with barred windows, where Joey's been a patient since the beginning of the summer.
I've been trying to quit this for probably 16 years, you know what I mean? And nothing's ever worked. I've been in and out of detox. I can't count how many times I've been to detox.
More than 100 times, Joey estimates later, sometimes because he wanted to quit, sometimes just to get off the street.
I can't count how many times I've been to programs, halfway houses, sober houses. Nothing ever worked. I went to detox this last time, and the guy said, Joey, just try the methadone clinic. Give it a shot. If it don't work, it can always come off it. So I tried it, and guess what? It's the best thing I ever did.
Today, as Joey approaches the clinic, he looks for a signal from the building security guards.
So if there's like 20, 30 people already inside, we have to wait outside. So we look at the guards, and if they put their hands up like a cross, that means there's a hold. We have to go to the back parking lot and wait, and we form a line, and then they let us in like 5, 10 at a time.
Beneath jets taking off and landing at Logan, patients wait. Joey says there's no chatting allowed.
Maybe because they think that we're going to be passing other drugs to each other, or I'm not really sure.
Joey says the guards keep track of patients who talk or swear or violate any rules about the use of methadone. It's a synthetic opiate. For treatment of opiate addiction, it's only available at clinics regulated by the federal government, often secured by guards.
They give you, like, I think it's a 3-strike rule, and then after 3 strikes, they throw you off. They're real serious, you know. They don't fool around down there.
Clinic managers dispute the perception that they have a 3-strike policy. Doctors in methadone clinics say they work hard to keep patients in treatment, giving warnings and offering appeals before stopping treatment. Inside, Joey waits to be served at one of 3 windows, each staffed by a nurse.
There'll be a lady standing there. Once one person leaves a window, she'll say, okay, window 2 is open, and then the next person goes to window 2.
When it's Joey's turn, he presents a special methadone clinic ID and 2 sets of numbers.
476870. 4768 is my birthday, and I'm on 70 milligrams.
A nurse hands Joey a plastic cup with about 1.5 inches of thick pink liquid. Some patients dilute the medicine with water to help get it down while the nurse watches.
You can't leave the window. That'd be crazy if you left the window with the methadone.
Joey says he doesn't mind strict rules and impersonal treatment. He waves off the criticism that he's still using a drug to treat his drug addiction, or that methadone is like handcuffs, because he must come to the clinic every day to get it.
That's better than sticking a needle in my arm. That's for sure.
To help battle his cravings, Joey plans to increase his daily dose of methadone. The more a patient takes, the longer it takes to come off the drug safely. But Joey says he needs more.
I do have to go up like another 10, 15 more milligrams because I'm not using heroin on an everyday basis anymore, but I still am chipping here and there.
As in using once or twice a week. Still, Joey says, that's a big improvement. Joey tries to look forward, not back. Tries not to get stuck in regret.
I'm grateful to have a roof over my head, but it's not like where I want to be. What I want is my own place to be stable. I lost like 30 pounds since I got out of jail, which is terrible. I look like a twig. My mom just died in March. I miss her terribly. You know, everything just builds up and you just get depressed. Especially when you had everything at one time and you lost everything.
Joey's mom died the day he got out of jail, his fourth stint, for possession, shoplifting, and a string of charges tied to his addiction. The lost everything period, Joey mentioned, was back in his 20s. He dropped out of high school but had a good job working construction on the Tobin Bridge. Joey had an apartment, a girlfriend, and he fathered a son. Then, at age 24, a blood vessel burst in his brain. He had a partial stroke, and a doctor prescribed the painkiller OxyContin. 15 years later, when the doctor tried to wean Joey off the pills, he switched to heroin, and Joey says 9 years of feeling controlled by tiny bags of a tan powder.
Same thing every day, going to Chelsea Square, copping, getting high, sitting there like a zombie. You know, who the hell wants to live that way?
The nearly 3 months on methadone is the first time he's been off opiates in 23 years.
You know, I should have did this years ago.
Joey's done at the clinic by 8 a.m. Now he's got 10 or 12 hours to fill before he goes back to the couch in his friend's apartment. Some days he finds the odd job, but nothing steady. Most days he stops by Chelsea City Hall 3 or 4 times to fish through the ashtrays.
People go out from work and take breaks, and they take like 2 drags off their cigarette and they put it out. I fill up a box for them cigarettes and I use them to smoke. Pretty smart, huh?
Just before 1, Joey heads for the Salvation Army and a free lunch, hoping for his favorite stuffed shells.
I come every day unless I am tied up or I have another appointment. I don't really miss it because it's my only source of food during the day. For right now,
Joey says he gets $194 a month for food stamps, which he spends on food. He used to sell them half price and buy heroin. He says his only other regular income is $724 he receives monthly from Social Security for his disability. He gets free health insurance from the government. After lunch, Joey brings stale bread back to Bellingham Square and Chelsea City Hall to feed the birds. He calls the square a trap, where heroin is always available. It was Joey's home base when he was shooting 4 to 6 times a day and doing small deals to pay for the heroin. Sometimes he gets sucked back in.
I middled the deal today. Made a quick $10.
Joey says he was the middle guy between a buyer he knows and a dealer. He could get several years in state prison, but he says he really needed the money for soda and toilet paper.
I woke up this morning, there was no toilet paper, and you gotta have toilet paper. I don't care what, you have to rob a bank to get it. That's one thing you need in the house is toilet paper.
Back in his friend's apartment, Joey boils a hot dog and sits down to watch The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of a few DVDs he has lying around. He can't afford cable TV. But Joey made it through another day.
People say that, you know, you OD 2 or 3 times, like the 3rd time you usually die. I OD'd 7 times and I'm still here, so I think someone up there is watching me. Someone has a purpose for me or a plan, but I keep waiting for that plan or purpose, and I can't find it.
Joey says he can't see the plan yet, but he's pretty sure it will include helping young people avoid or cope with the addiction that has already consumed half his life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.